WRCO, good morning. I am Bo Hendricks in for Phil Nee for sports. In Thursday night league for home talent baseball, it was Sulzberg-Benton getting the win over Blanchardville 5-3. Also, Wyota saw a 7-0 win over Ridgeway. It was a high-scoring game and a close one, but Footville narrowed out Argyle 12-11. Utica defeated Stoughton 5-2, while it was Monona-McFarland over Poinette 10-7. Reedsburg came out the victor against Arena 4-2, and it was Evansville traveling to Belleville and getting the win in a narrow game 9-8. As for Saturday night's schedule, it will be Sauk Prairie taking on Mazamani and also Dodgeville going up against Arena. Sunday's schedule will see Pine Bluff Mount Horeb at Wyota, Wisconsin Dells host Reedsburg, Middleton is at Cross Plains while Black Earth host Ashton, Belleville host Argyle. Muscadet is at Verona, Ridgeway will be hosting Sulzberg-Benton, Columbus at DeForest, Poinette will host Monona, Montello at Rio. Cottageville will host Sun Prairie while Jefferson plays host to Stoughton. Fort Atkinson travels to Evansville while Cambridge will play host to Footville. Lake Mills is on the road to take on Utica. Casanova welcomes Lodi, and McFarland is at Albion. The Wisconsin Football Coaches Association All-Star football games will be played this weekend at Titan Stadium in Oshkosh. The eight-player game will take place Friday night at 6. The state small schools All-Star will kick off at noon Saturday, and large schools All-Stars will play at 4. On the eight-man All-Star Rosters South team, local students include Cullen Jacobus of North Crawford, Bryce Schultz from DeSoto, Gavin Tamling from North Crawford, and Highlands' Caden Washa. The coaches include the head coach, I. Wick of DeSoto, and Nick Mooney of DeSoto. Richland Center will be represented on the small school All-Star South team, Liam Fingerson and Brady Dosh. Both members of the Richland Center High School class of 2026 will play in the game. Blake Brickle and Jordan Gauger will represent River Valley. Andrew Troxel, head coach of Richland Center football, will be the head coach of the All-Star South team. Dave Darling and Chris Clerken, who are assistant coaches for the Hornets, are on staff for Saturday's game. Coach Troxel is looking forward to the game.
What'll be really neat about this is this will be probably the largest crowd any of these kids have ever played in front of, you know, and so the WFCA wants to make sure that there's a lot of representation. And again, a lot of the proceeds that come out of that go towards Children's Wisconsin as well. So tickets should be available at the door. I think we may have a handful of free tickets, you know, still left. So if anybody's interested, just reach out to us or to me, and we'll see what we can do. But we would love to have a lot of, you know, Southwest Wisconsin, SWC, and especially Richland Center representation at this All-Star game.
Do you know if this is broadcast, televised, or anything anywhere?
Yep, it'll be broadcast. I haven't got the link yet. I believe it's from Zielinski Sports. They're probably big in northern Wisconsin. And so we'll have that link, and we'll share it out on a lot of platforms that we can so people can watch from afar. So good opportunity, right, if you can't make the trip or the heat's too much, you know, sit in your air-conditioned living room, right, and watch these guys go out and battle and really defend the South as they take down the North.
Brady Dosh and Liam Fingerson are gearing up for the game and also looking forward to the challenge.
Looking forward to meeting the new group of guys that I've never been around in my life, you know, and then seeing them stands packed. It's going to be special to me.
What about you, Liam?
I'm looking forward to just working hard again, getting a chance to go hit guys. Get some pancakes in, hopefully.
Also, we can tell you that the Southwest Wisconsin Couches League end of the year tournament finals for 5th and 6th grade baseball is being held in Richland Center in North Park. That took place on Thursday and continues through Saturday. In Thursday night results, Richland Center 6th grade defeated Lancaster 8-1. Ithaca fell to Mineral Point 6-1. Today, the consolation bracket will pit against Lancaster at 6, and Ithaca will take on Hillsborough. Richland Center will be back in action Saturday against Mineral Point at 11. The league championship game scheduled to be played at 3 o'clock on Saturday. Major League Baseball, gets back underway. There was one game yesterday in terms of sports and the MLB level, but most teams will be taking to the field today, and that includes the Brewers, as the Brewers return to action today to host the Miami Marlins to begin the second half of the season. They are 5 games in the lead in the National League Central, and their game tonight against the Marlins will have a 6:40 first pitch time, which you can hear on WRCE AM 1450. The FM 107.7. Also, speaking of the Brewers, Major League Baseball has released the 2027 regular season schedule, assuming players aren't locked out by then. The Brewers would begin the season at home against the LA Angels. After the series, the Atlanta Braves would visit. Then Milwaukee would depart on a 6-game road trip, according to BrewerFanatic.com. Next season would open with an April 24th single game between the San Francisco Giants and the New York Yankees. That's the earliest opening date in league history. Recruiting efforts by the Wisconsin football coaches have earned a commitment from 4-star linebacker prospect Cale Britt. 24/7 Sports reports that Britt is the first commitment for the recruiting class of 2028. He was offered a scholarship during an April visit to Madison. Following that, he made recruiting stops at Notre Dame, Alabama, and Virginia Tech. Britt is quoted as saying, "Wisconsin just felt like home." He says he kept thinking about the Badgers while he was making the other visits, and then he decided, why wait? NFL front office executives, scouts, and coaches say Packer linebacker Edgerrin Cooper is among the top 10 players at his position. ESPN reports that Cooper checks in at number 9. The third-year backer has produced 205 total tackles, 17 tackles for loss, 10 quarterback hits, 8 pass breakups, 3 forced fumbles, and an interception in his first 30 games. At least one NFL defensive coach points to his size, speed, and run and hit ability, saying few players can match his ability. Cooper's just 24 years old. The NBA is going to investigate the 4-year, $64 million contract extension the Bucks have signed with veteran guard Gary Trent Jr. Trent is coming off the worst season of his career, and experts say he normally would have signed a minimum of or a near minimum deal. CBS Sports reports accusations that the money is payback for the player's last two contracts that were well below normal. Milwaukee's never been penalized for circumventing NBA cap rules, but it has 4 violations of free agency rules. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks.